I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Financial Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. We are celebrating 15 years of Busted Open. It's a milestone, and we celebrate it with, how about this, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, RJ City, Prince Nana, and Chris Jericho right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Chris, and I'll say this, man, and I've said this on the show many, many times, and we've done a lot of shows recently just praising you up and down, but you, when we first started this show in 2009, it was soon after that, that you, I remember you were on a talk show, and it was kind of like the Canadian version of ESPN, TSN.
Right.
And you mentioned Busted Open, and you mentioned our show. And that was very early on. It was just Doug Mortman and I. And, you know, I'm telling you right now, and not only that, the mentions that in your book as well, like, I wanted to take a minute to really thank you for, you know, believing in this show and representing this show and it just acknowledging this show very early on, because we're now celebrating 15 years of Busted Open. So I just wanted to give you that moment to thank you for doing that, because you didn't need to do that. You're in my top 10 greatest pro wrestlers of all time. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer in any organization that you've ever wrestled in. So for you to acknowledge us that early, it was special, and I appreciate that, and I thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome for that, because I remember, it's so funny, Doug Mortman and Dave LaGreca. I forgot about the name there. But Busted Open has always been such a cool concept, because it was, you know, like legit sports radio on SiriusXM of, you know, here's the football show and here's the baseball show and here's the hockey show. And then we had one for pro wrestling, and now there's more of them, especially now with so many podcasts and that sort of thing. But at the time, 15 years ago, there wasn't really anything like Busted Open. So it was very unique, and it was really cool to kind of have that representation on mainstream, you know, sports radio. So I was always all for it. And also too, from talking with you guys, with Doug as well and yourself, you guys were knowledgeable and not like, you guys play it straight, you know, which not sometimes wrestling journalists have a way of being a little bit goofy. This was never that. It was always the straight talk, like you would see, like I said, on an NFL show or something like that. So right out of the gate, you guys had the right vibe, and that's why I was always really supportive of you.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, there's going to be times that any one of our hosts are going to be watching a show and may be critical. We kind of talk about it just like you would a hockey game,
sure,
or a football game. And for me, it wasn't about, like, you know, and I know they used wrestling journalists. I don't even know if there is such a thing as a wrestling journalist, because I'm just a talk show radio host that's reacting to the shows that I watch. And, you know, early on, and this is why I always say to anybody that's doing a podcast, you don't have to grab the low-hanging fruit. One thing that we decided early on is we weren't going to do spoilers. And one of the things about pro wrestling is believing in the magic. And I feel like
you
can understand about that and promoting our whole world as a community.
You just nailed it right on the head. You believe in the magic of the business and don't feel like you have to go out of your way to spoil everything or be negative about everything. And there's so much of that, you know, in wrestling and online and the IWC and all that sort of thing. And it's just not fun. Like there's just, that's not what wrestling is all about. And just wanting to expose everything and focus on things that you don't like. And just, this is all terrible and this is awful. And it's like, I don't know any other, you know, form of entertainment that has that. You don't see that in music, really. You don't see that in movies or anything along those lines. So you guys kind of, like you said, endorsing the magic of the business and that playing along isn't the right word, but whatever the word that I'm trying to say for playing along is what you guys do, which just makes everything more fun for everybody. It makes the guests more comfortable. It makes it easier to listen to. And obviously you have opinions, as you should. You shouldn't like everything, but you shouldn't also not like everything, which is a way that I find a lot of people are, you know, these days with the advent of social media and podcasts and all that sort of thing as well.
And Chris, I think it's okay. And I actually said this on our Friday show, you know, admitting when you're wrong. I came on the air and I was like, you know, why is AEW going in this direction? And then I'm saying, and I'm being critical about it. And then on our show last week, I'm saying, okay, now I understand. Now I got it. And it's okay. And it's okay to be got. It's okay to be, I was wrong or I didn't see that coming. I think that also buys into the magic of it because you're not going to see it initially, but if you follow the story and you watch on a weekly basis, at the end of the day, you're going to understand it and you're going to get hooked.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's a story, right? You shouldn't get the whole story in one show. There's always little nuances. And, you know, we do have three shows a week and we utilize all three of those for elements of the story. And you can't just put everything on Dynamite or everything on Collision or everything on Rampage. It's going to go where you have spaces. Like sometimes I have story points that have to be done, but we just don't have another show, another Dynamite. So let's do it on Rampage before the pay-per-view or whatever it may be. And I think a lot of people don't want that. They want to know everything all up front and they want to know the whole, this story sucks or this is terrible or, you know, or what's the follow-up going to be? It's like, well, just sit back. Like we do have long-term story ideas and thoughts and plans, you know, and that's something that I really laugh at. As knowledgeable as fans think they are at times, they still really don't know. And I think that bothers a lot of people. Whereas for me, like if I'm going to go see, like what's the last movie I saw? Late Night with the Devil, I just watched. Great horror movie. If I knew what the whole story was before I started watching it, well, then why would I even bother watching it? It's like I want to see it unfold the way that the storytellers and the director and the producers want to see it unfold. Yeah. And that's how you tell great stories. And some of them are a month long. Some of them are 6 months long. Some of them are a year long. That's just how it goes in wrestling. And a lot of times too, you don't know what's going to happen. You got to go with the flow of what the reactions of the crowds are. Lord knows I know this. And so then you have to recalibrate. And that's part of the fun of doing live TV and doing weekly TV or bi-weekly live TV. We don't know what's going to happen. If you write a whole story and stick with it from A to B, if it's 4 months long and somewhere along the lines, people go a different direction, then you have to adapt to that. So it's one of those things, like I said, like at least for me and for other people I know in the company, there is a beginning, middle and an end always. And sometimes when people get angry because they think they've guessed the whole story, you know, in the middle and are mad that it's not ending yet, it's like, just calm down and watch the rest of the show and stick with the rest of the timeline that we've got going here and then decide if you like it or not.
Well, Chris, I mean, I want to thank you. First of all, you know, this 15 years that we've been on the air, I've seen your career and all the chances that you took and how they have paid off for you. and how you keep reinventing yourself and each time knocking it out of the park. And I want to thank you for believing in this show and believe in me. I've been doing a show twice on the Jericho Cruise, or two of the highlights of my career, and you being a part of this show and believing in it. And I just wanted to thank you, and thanks for doing this, because it means a lot to me. And, you know, you're one of the big reasons that, you know, this show has been on the air for 15 years, and the credibility that you brought this show made the executives understand how significant and how big this show is. So thank you for believing in me and for believing in Busted Open.
Well, once again, you guys always had the right, you're doing the show for the right reasons, and you've done a lot for the business as well. You know, when AEW first started, you know, even with WWE and all the different companies that are out there, you keep pro wrestling on people's minds, you know, and it's not something that just lives on a Wednesday night or a Monday night, or, you know, now a Friday or Saturday. Like, you keep it going throughout the week during the day. And obviously you've had huge success with it, because nobody lasts for 15 years in anything without growing a fan base. And that's kind of, you know, one of the reasons why I think that I always enjoy doing the show, is I know, like, oh, Busted Open, it's going to be a fun conversation. It's going to be, you know, a little bit ball busting, which is cool. It's going to be pretty positive, though. And most importantly, it's going to be fun. I think when you listen to Busted Open, it's a fun listen if you're a fan or if you're in the business. And that's a testament to you guys and your cast of characters that you've had over the years as well. You've had to keep it fresh, bring in new people to host the show. I think you've got a great group of hosts right now, a great panel, but you've always been the cornerstone, Dave. So congratulations to you for that, for keeping your vision of what the show should be alive and well and continuing to grow.
Thanks so much. And it's always fun unless Bully's on the air. And I'll always make the suggestion, please, if you can fit it in, Feel the Burn on the next Fozzie set list. I'm a big fan. I still haven't heard that song live, so I would love for Feel the Burn to wind up on the set list.
It's our 25th anniversary coming up, starting in October, and we're going to be doing stuff from every album. So maybe I'll talk to the Duke and see if he wants to put it back in the set.
Love it, Chris. Thanks so much, my friend.
Cheers, guys. Congratulations on 50 amazing years.
Thank you, bro. The number one pro wrestling show on the planet, Busted Open, is available 7 days a week by subscribing and downloading the Busted Open podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Join me alongside two WWE Hall of Famers, Mark Henry and Bully Ray, the hardcore legend Tommy Dreamer, plus Thunder Rosa and Mickie James, all week long as we break down everything going on in and out of the ring. Listen to Busted Open right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. RJ City. Sir, how are you? And thank you for taking the time to celebrate with us today.
I'm so honored to be here. 15 years of this. quite an achievement, let me tell you. And I also want to thank your people for playing me into Rap City in Blue. You hear that sound, you know I'm about to come on the show, you know?
Or you're going to get on a Delta flight.
United, Mark.
United.
We worked this out in advance for a reason.
Well, one of those.
But RJ,
some damaged goods.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Mark. Don't say that.
I've been hitting the head a lot.
That's okay. You keep on ticking, RJ. You know, you know how much of a fan I am. It's great to see where your career has gone in a completely different way than you probably thought originally it was going to go. But what you've done with, hey, EW, and everything else that you've done, congratulations to you, sir, with everything.
Well, thank you. But this is not about me. This is about you fellas, you huckleberries. And it just dawned on me. I don't know if this is a little weird, if we could do this. Dave, a while ago, you had a live show. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there was a gal there who hosted the show. And I may have written a few jokes for her for her monologue.
Really?
Yes. And now she felt that most of them were too dirty and too rude. So she cut most of them. But I have them here if you want to hear them.
Please. I would love to.
Come on. Let's go.
First of all, right. I did not know about this, RJ.
No, I write in the shadows like the Phantom of the Opera.
I would love to hear some of these jokes, please.
Okay, let's go. We always say Dave is just like Larry David, but without the fame, money, wit, or critical acclaim, Dave, curb your mediocrity. Dave is allergic to chocolate, but he eats it anyway, causing him to sneeze profusely. Sounds like a man who just has not come to terms with his sneezing fetish. Dave has a house full of cats because his wife Violetta loves them. At least one person isn't ignoring pussy in that household.
Love it. A lot of truth. I love to it.
Did that work for you guys? I got more here.
We that movie.
I love him so far.
Mark Henry was the world's strongest man, setting records in the squat and deadlift. But his most impressive feat of strength was withstanding decades of bad booking.
Wow.
That's
and you can forget fan. Mark's unbelievable run as Sexual Chocolate. I don't want to say Mark and Dave are close, but I would often see them walking into the bathroom, then hear Dave sneezing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
I got more. I got ones for the people who aren't here, if that's okay.
Thank you. Please come go on. Ahead.
Everybody's I guess Tommy Dreamer is at another ECW reunion. Tommy is so monotone that you can't even tell whether he's happy, sad, or angry. Really happy he still works at Busted Open. Tommy, you have a face for radio and a voice for a 1996 shoot interview on VHS. Tommy is known as the innovator of violence. And who could forget his incredible innovation of asking, hey, why don't I hit someone over the head with this thing? What a genius. And finally, Bully. If you want proof that cancel culture does not exist, Bully has made a career out of publicly yelling at a black man to move furniture for him.
Wow.
You know, RJ, amazing. Amazing as always.
Bully's favorite movie is Fatso, which is why he often acts like Dom DeLuise on pre-workout.
get the honey, Junior. RJ, so, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Did that work for everybody?
I would have loved to have heard it, but
she
you know
missed
what?
The boat.
She missed the boat.
Yeah, I know.
She missed
the boat. She should have used that.
But yeah, well, it's too late now. And no, I had but them you left over. It. I had a scrapyard.
But better that you used it for our 15-year anniversary show, RJ. Thank
exactly.
You.
Right? Yes. Destiny has taken its course.
RJ has always been one of my favorites, Dave, from the time that I saw him doing coffee in his underwear. And then coming on this show with us, and I pushed everywhere I ever went. I was like, hey, man, this guy's underrated. Y'all need to know this guy. The biggest surprise was me walking into AEW and seeing him walk down the hallway backstage. I don't just run up and hug a lot of dudes. I don't.
Yeah.
But I ran up and hugged RJ.
And it because made everyone uncomfortable.
Hey, it made everybody uncomfortable. Fuck them. I was like, listen, this is what I wanted. And I'm glad you're there, man. I am so glad that you are actually one of the shining spots of that company. And it didn't take long for you to get there.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. He's been pulling for me so long, which tells you I'm either reviled or he has no pull. You know?
Well,
I mean, we just have to get down to
it. Well, shit worked. It worked.
It did. It did.
It's a long way from that conversation of me eating a sandwich in the airport in Denver.
Yes. I'm the real Jade Cargill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you had to hang your hat on one person, it has to be me.
And RJ, Thunder Rosa on this show last week was praising you up and down as well because you do so much more than just what we see on our TV screen. So she was praising you up and down. So, and what Thunder has done since her return and what she's been able to do on the microphone, I think has been phenomenal. So RJ, your influence is everywhere.
Well, I like to be like an insult consultant. You know what I mean? That's my forte. I'm like the fixer. If you want to upset someone linguistically, you come to me. But she's been fantastic. I mean, that promo she cut on Collision was like a 5-minute live promo. That was nuts. Knocked it out of the park. That whole run to Dynasty with that match with Toni Storm. I mean, I could not find, especially in the last year or so, a better women's feud and match than that. Why do I even say women's? They knocked it out of the park. I would dare any
period.
Male wrestler
period.
To touch Thunder or Toni Storm's promos.
Well, RJ, I appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of this show. You've come on, especially Mark, we were talking about the pandemic. RJ came on so many times during the pandemic, some of our shows that we did, the virtual shows and parties and things. And RJ was a part of like our holiday celebration party and our SummerSlam celebration party.
Smart as a whip.
Yep. So
yeah.
And RJ,
I never really plugged anything, which was really, you know.
Was there something you would like to plug?
No,
away?
No, not now. It's a little late now. I got to ask for it. It's a little embarrassing, a little insulting now.
Interesting.
Don't get hot.
Well, now, Busted, because of you, RJ, coming on the show, Busted Open 15 is now in the top 10. We're trending top 10. So use the hashtag Busted Open 15, Busted Open 15. Let's get to number one, but we're right now in the top 10. So use that hashtag, sharing some moments and memories. RJ, thank you for all the love. Thank you for giving us your time and appreciate you being a part of Busted Open. Thank you.
Look, the only reason it's trending is because I said Dom DeLuise. So please keep that going all day. Drop some DeLuise bombs for me.
That's it. The bloopers after Cannonball Run 2 and Fatso are the two greatest things Dom DeLuise ever did. And the end. And the movie The End. So make sure you check that out if you haven't already.
All right. Here's my plug.
I am actually plugging Dom DeLuise.
Put that back in.
Who hasn't been with us in 12 years. RJ, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yo, what's going on? This is Bully Ray from Busted Open on SiriusXM's Fight Nation. For 15 years, we've brought you the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. And now, we're bringing you even more. Yo, guys, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation. The only place to party on Wednesday nights is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully. Download it on Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Sir, woo! Thank you so much for joining us and thanks for calling in on such an important occasion for our show.
I have a doctor's appointment where I would have done the Zoom, but congratulations, man. 15 years. Kicking ass.
Thank you, Rick. That means a lot for me. As we're talking, I'm drinking a Woo Energy as we're doing the show here this morning because it gives me not only the energy but focus to do the show for 3 hours. So, you know, Tommy asked me right off the bat, and he asked me about, you know, my favorite guest, and, you know, without a doubt, I didn't hesitate. I said you because you were my hero growing up. You were my favorite wrestler growing up. So to be able to even talk to you and have a conversation with you on the air was one of my all-time favorite moments. So you've done so much for this show. You've done so much for the business. So you're a big part of the success of this show. So I thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you. You know how much I think of Tommy and Mark. I mean, I think Tommy and I have been friends for 30 years. And Mark, I think, pretty close to the same amount of time. So where does time fly? Mark's son, I was there when his son was born. And now he's going to play, he's going to go wrestle at Oklahoma, right, Mark?
Yeah, and track. The track coach reached out to us.
Jeez, that's great. Crazy. Tommy, how you been, man?
I'm great, sir. Happy to see you, as always, doing your thing on social medias because you are the greatest of all time, and that's not just you set the bar for everybody, and I can never thank you enough for making us all fans, but it's also for doing what you did for so long is how long you do. Well, you know how much I love you, sir.
I can't thank you enough, man. We've had some great times over the years.
I do want to ask you because, you know, when we're doing a show like the show that we're doing today, it's easy to go back and reflect on some of the shows and some of the things I just forget about because, as you know, you're doing it on a daily routine, so you don't know the significance of the moment because it's just another day of work. Like, do you ever sit back and realize, like, you know, what you've done for the industry, the great matches, the great moments? Like, do you have time to kind of reflect maybe even now on how much you've given to the business?
I don't, you know, it's funny. I don't think about it like that. I think about how lucky I am to be a part of it, you know? And, every time I do a high level podcast, people ask me, what are your regrets? And I could sit back and think about all the regrets, but I wouldn't be who I was if I didn't do what I did. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I don't think there's times to talk about the regrets. I think it's time to talk about the positive and to celebrate because I remember the last time that we spoke, the last time you were in studio, I talked about a match you had with Harley Race and you wrestled Harley Race so many times. You probably don't remember all the times you were in the ring, but for the 10 or 15,000 fans that were in attendance, they remember that for the rest of their lives. And sometimes you don't even notice, you know, the positive influence you're having on people because, like I said, it's just another day at work for you.
I just don't dwell on it, though. I just think about how lucky I was that I, you know, like somebody, people will send me stuff, and somebody sent me that tape of me and Brody in St. Louis on Japanese TV for an hour. Boy, what a night that was. But I just got to wrestle everybody. I feel lucky. And the business has changed a lot in terms of the style. But a guy like Harley Race could walk in the door right now and open the dressing room door. Everybody would stand in it without even knowing who he was. He would go out and work his pace, and everybody would think it was the greatest thing in the world. The same would apply to Terry Funk and, you know, what Obdusty was around right now, my God, he was so far ahead of his time. I mean, I'm just lucky that I got to wrestle all these great guys, and then being involved with Sting's retirement was really cool. Just seeing all these guys come and go, and to think that I'm 75, who would have ever thought that happened? Jesus, Tommy. I think Tommy told him if I lived to be 35, I'd be overstaying my welcome.
Hey, Rick, well, I'm happy you that talked you about are Harley there. Race. Go ahead, Tommy.
No, I was just going to say, man, yeah, I mean, for all those moments. Also, like with WrestleMania, were you happy with WrestleMania and how the business has progressed?
Oh, I love WrestleMania, but I'm telling you, if The Rock isn't the most entertaining guy in the world, I don't know who is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right.
Just serenading Cody's mother, and just like he did Vicky Guerrero years ago. I mean, so much talent, and those guys. I said that I normally don't like interference on a championship match, but God, that match was good.
Right.
Holy cow.
It was awesome.
I heard that Roman might have some health issues. I hope that's not true, but he did just a great job as a champion, and Cody's going to be great. Cody kind of fashioned himself after me. I mean, like with the clothes and stuff, and that makes me a little proud because he calls me all the time. And yeah, WrestleMania was great. I always hate it when Ashley's not there, but I know that she's chomping at the bit to get back. And, you know, everybody wants to think of the negative things right now in wrestling. I mean, we all experience different things and different emotions and go through stuff that's problematic, but it certainly hasn't affected the popularity of the business. So, I mean, I think it's grown great. And Wild Out WrestleMania was great. I was there. I didn't actually physically go because I worked for Tony. Would never disrespect Tony by going to the building. I mean, I'm sure it would have been welcomed. I talked to Hunter a lot and stay in touch with, you know, a few of the guys. But just to watch it on TV and be in Philadelphia, I know that's Tommy's town. It was a great place to have WrestleMania. My God. Tommy, you live there, right?
No, I live in New York, but I mean, of course, my career was from there. But it was perhaps one of my favorite weeks of pro wrestling in my life because, you know, I mean, Philadelphia is a tough town, but it was just, yeah. It was such a safe space for wrestling and wrestling fans. And everywhere you went, nobody was disrespectful. Everyone was just like happy.
Oh, I know.
It was just such a great moment. In the business.
Yeah, I worked for that Xfinity Sports Bar. What a hangout that is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's a good thing the Four Horsemen were around when that place was open.
Y'all would have closed it down.
So this Xfinity, apparently it used to be an arena, right, Tommy?
Yeah, it was kind of like where the Spectrum was, but I mean it's a beautiful place. That whole development, they've really turned that, you know, whole area around. It's great to see, you know, Billy Strive.
People were so nice, so friendly. It was just great. But yeah, I thought WrestleMania was great, and I like the fact that they're going overseas because God, we all know that all of us that have been there. I think the Australia show was great, and I think they're doing something big in Paris, right?
Yeah, yep. The next PLE.
Is that
hey, Rick, I got a couple of things for you. One of which is I message with Ashley all the time, encouraging her in her training and giving suggestions and so forth. All the women in pro wrestling are damn lucky right now because sometimes to have advancement, you have to have subtraction.
Yeah.
And she's so big that she blinds the world of the other women. Her getting injured and being away has given probably about 8 women at WWE and about 8 women at AEW and about 8 women around the rest of the world of pro wrestling a chance to shine.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, Mark, I can't say enough about it. I think I think she's arguably one of the two or three best wrestler period in the company. I mean, there's nothing she can't do. And she looks better physically now than she did when she started. I mean, she's so committed to meal plans and her workouts, and she's so far ahead now in this rehab, but she just has to, you know, keep in mind that she's got to follow Dr. Dewey's orders, and it's got to be a 9-month recovery. No matter how good she feels, and we all watch her videos, and I talk to her all the time, but she's got to do to be the athlete that she wants to be, and do all these corkscrew moonsaults and stuff like that. She's got to be at 100%. So
yeah,
I'm glad you talked to her, Mark. It means a lot because, God, she lives and breathes the business, man. It's too much.
Yes, she does. Wow.
Yeah.
And another thing, the second thing was you was talking about Harley Race and the greats that you came in contact with and how cool it was. You do realize that one of the top moments of my life, including winning titles and traveling the world and having all these banger matches with guys, was the match that I had with you. That one time in the ring made me realize that it could be so easy because I overworked.
Yeah,
and you taught me how to slow down.
That's the problem with a lot of the guys now. It's so easy. I mean, Harley, you just, I can do it, and I got it to a T. Ricky, one tackle. Drop down, leapfrog, I'll come off low, daddy. Slam, headlock, takeover. Got it.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Hey, you made me get goosebumps.
I don't think I got to tell this on air. My greatest story is Harley was managing Leon, right? And Hunter first came to WCW. So he goes in, and I said, Harley, this is Paul Levesque. He's a new guy coming to work at WCW. He's a really nice kid, and you know, really got a really good attitude, and which Hunter does. And so I go, he goes, I'll be the voices. You figure out. He goes, hello, Mr. Race. Nice to meet you, kid. Who broke you in? Killer Kowalski. He's the shit.
I can't breathe. Oh, my God.
Killer Kowalski. He's the shit. Hey, another one was Kurt Hennig. We're in Kansas City. Kurt's wrestling Harley. Goes, Kurt goes, what's the finish, that's your race? What's your finishing move, kid? Drop dick off the top rope. I'll move.
I love it. Rick, I love having you on this show. Thank you.
I love you guys. Thanks for asking me to be on.
No, seriously, it means a lot. You know, I wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for all the times I watched you on TV, paid a ticket to go see you. I can honestly say I wouldn't be a biggest fan as I am if it wasn't for you in my life. So thank you for everything, and thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Well, congratulations on 15 years, man. That represents a lot of loyalty, a lot of personal time, because radio shows are demanding. You have to be there every day, and we appreciate you, Dave. Appreciate Tommy and Mark, and you guys have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you, Rick. Thank you so much, man.
In the words of the American dream, just keep on keeping on.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now. Prince Nana, sir, thank you so much for joining. It wouldn't be an anniversary without you. The first ever guest ever.
Can you believe it?
On Busted.
Can you believe it? Wow, thank you so much for that introduction, Mr. David LaGreca. I always love and respect what it is that you do for the wrestling community out there with Busted Open. From day one, all right, you went out there and looked for raw talent, and you continue to look for raw talent. And the biggest talent in the world today to interview, to talk about, and to lift up, and to also do everything in between. And Mark Henry, oh my God, that's my boy right there. You know, I've known obviously Mark as long as everybody else, growing up in business, so on and so forth. But to see him working at Busted Open and putting in his, you know, input on his, you know, look as to how he feels about the wrestling business and everything else, it's unbelievable. Thunder Rosa, you know I love you to death.
I love you, Nana.
I love you. Huh?
I love you too. You always make me feel loved. Nana's one of the nicest people. I've known him since ROH. And like, you're one of the few people, and from the moment that they met you, they were super supportive and always tell me like, you're the real one, sis.
There you go. Always, always, always. And
hey,
you
Nana. Know,
what's up, babe?
You know, you were first to call in to Bust It Open.
No, he came in. He was physically in the building.
Oh,
he was in the room.
I was in there. So
I was
in
the building.
You were in there when I called.
That first day.
I called into that show.
You know what? I was physically there, and I had spoken to you like I told you prior. When you didn't know me through a really good associate, I was called Wendell Haskins. So it was, everything always comes in full circle, and it's just kind of, it's weird, but I'm very, very humbled and grateful for every opportunity that's given to me.
Prince, you're a part of Ring of Honor, and you and Bobby Cruz gave me my first opportunity to do ring announcing. And another guy that I love and I praise up and down, who doesn't get enough.
Bobby.
Kerry Silken, another guy, just an amazing person, amazing man. And, you know, Bobby Cruz and Kerry Silken, so much a part of this show and the years that we've been on the air. So
Michael Greenblatt. Don't forget Michael Greenblatt.
Yes. Mike G, early on, Mike G got us guests early on with Ring of Honor. So always a lot of love for Mike G. But Prince, you were the first guest, so it's amazing. Like, we didn't know how long this show would be on the air. I mean, and the fact that we're talking about it and now we're celebrating 15 years.
15
and
years.
The number one sports nuts. Show on Sirius XM. And
it's nuts. It's nuts. You know, looking at it from my focal lens, it's a blessing that I was a part of the show from day one. And then there were so many other great guys and opportunities that got to be on Busted Open. But to see Busted Open transform, okay, into what it is today, just from how you guys entertain, you know, forget the reporting, you know what I'm saying? The reporting schmorting, you know what I'm saying? People want to be entertained, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What it is, what are we talking about? Well, you know, what else is going on in the world of, you know, the world, not only pro wrestling and not only, you know, sports, but it's it's not only the TMZ stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what I love about Busted Open. It's the non-biased, you know, way that they kind of report the pro wrestling business. And yeah, sometimes, you know, certain times it gets heavy here and heavy there, but it's just, that's the landscape of the business for a big company or a regular person. What do they call it, Mark? Leaps and valleys, or valleys and what do they call that?
Peaks and valleys.
peaks and valleys. And I've seen the show go through it, and it's a blessing to see where it is today. The number one show on Sirius Radio, it's just unbelievable to see. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that I was a part of that first show.
Absolutely. And I want to give a moment to thank you, what you've gave to the industry. It's so great to see you on my TV screen every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, Dynamite, Rampage, Collision. And, you know, you and Swerve, and to see him, what a good man, yeah. To see him with that championship title around his waist. And it's just a great story. And your story, you know, is amazing as well. So
I thank you so much for that. And it wouldn't be possible without guys like Mark Henry, you know, and you know, Mark Henry basically helped craft who I am in AEW and how I present myself and carry myself, you know, and that projection, how I do what I do on the television screen. But I also want to thank, you know, Carrie Silkin, you know, obviously Tony Khan for finally seeing the talent and giving me the opportunity to manage the Gates of Agony, Brian Cage, and ultimately the boss of bosses, all right, the anointed one, and your AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Swerve Strickland.
I love it.
It just sounds good. It sounds good, right?
It sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It just rolls off the tongue. You're welcome. I don't say this to many people, but you're welcome to you're welcome to come to the house and taste my wife's pierogi. So, you know,
yes, I can't wait. Wow,
no,
I'm gonna hold you to that.
It's addictive.
I'm gonna hold you to that, Dave. All right.
Pierogi.
I'm gonna hold you to that one, all right? You said it.
Yep, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Yes, Prince, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of this show. Love you, man, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
See you soon, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Hit me up on Cameo and see me on AEW with the world champion, Swerve Strickland.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.